Amy Martinez is frying up taco meat for dinner for her twin boys. Martinez works full-time as a contracted companion for individuals with dementia. She points to a metal bowl holding roughly a pound and a half of hamburger that cost about $10 more than she's used to paying. And that's not the only cost that's up for Martinez. She worries about keeping a roof over her head.
There's always something, and everything just costs more money. Yeah, I'm paying $60 more a month for the same unit.
Martinez now pays $835 for her two-bedroom townhouse in Moscow, Idaho. The increase was low enough that she could afford to stay even on her tight budget. But she knows how precarious her situation is. If their rent increase were much more, she would have to move. Statistics indicate the circumstances Martinez is facing are becoming more and more common as thousands are forced to make difficult decisions amidst a housing shortage impacting every corner of the Northwest, no matter how remote.
It wasn't just Coeur d'Alene and Boise that the housing price spikes took place. It was in almost every rural community in the state.
That's Stephen Peterson, Clinical Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Idaho, who spent a decade as a realtor and follows the market.
I was frankly, the word shock when I first realized how widespread the price increases were across Idaho, both in urban and rural areas.
And as prices increase for housing, people have less to spend on other necessities.
Rising home prices reduces real income, so it's making people poorer. A greater portion of your home, of your income is going for housing expenses. And that is reducing the standard of living for a significant portion of the population. Now, others are benefiting from that too, right? But it reduces the general affordability of people in your cities.
In the past, moving was all too familiar to Amy Martinez. She and her boys spent time in a shelter. They shared one home with her mother and a different home with an ex. But Martinez counts herself lucky. She's getting a new home through Palouse Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat has blown my mind. I am beyond grateful.
She was selected out of 16 applicants, the highest number to apply since 2017, said Jennifer Wallace, executive director of Palouse Habitat for Humanity, in an email. Martinez's mortgage will be based on her income, giving her security. Habitat for Humanity is a solution for a handful of people. Remember, Martinez was one of 16 applicants to get chosen. Other solutions could chip away at the problem of affordable housing, such as allowing higher density dwellings in single-family neighborhoods. Brian Points is president of Points Consulting.
I think people who really think about this holistically, that's really one of the best options we have for resolving the issues that we've got. Because there's also extraordinary costs to building on raw ground. Whether that's installing utilities, putting in sidewalks, following all of the new building code rather than using some of the existing buildings and all that stuff. It's just extremely expensive in comparison to what you would call infill. You use the space that you have that already has a lot of that infrastructure.
Points Consulting completed a report for the Clearwater Economic Development Association, known as CEDA. It's a not-for-profit group that receives money from the U.S. Economic Development Administration and other sources to help five counties in Idaho with projects such as strategic planning and infrastructure development, including Latah County, where Amy Martinez lives. The success of CEDA and other groups pushing for more housing construction will have a large impact on everyone living in the Northwest, even those who own a home. Those who are housed may wonder why this shortage matters to them. To that, Brian Points says,
if there's not attainable housing, then you can't expect to have people work jobs at your local companies. And so even if you don't care so much about the communal aspect of it, you should care about the economic aspect of it, because you're going to start seeing decreases in services and your lifestyle.
For the Lewiston Tribune and Northwest Public Broadcasting, I'm Elaine Williams.